Hello, everyone. This is Rico, and you're listening to Treks and Sci-Fi, your dose of geeky goodness. I won't even say how often, but it's every 2 weeks. Yes, today is April, 27th? Oh my gosh, it's almost May. 2025. This is show 960. Today, kind of a classic style show. I wanted to do another Trek episode commentary. We're going to go way back and do an episode of the original, the animated series. I don't know if I need to say original, but with the original crew cast, whatever. The animated series, TAS. An episode called Albatross. I won't say too much about it right now. It involves McCoy a little bit and a planet and stuff like that. I'm in a goofy mood, but I always am. I'm a little grovelly voice too. I don't know. I woke up, my throat's kind of dry today for some reason. We've had weird weather here in Michigan. I'm going to blame it on that. We had an 80 degree day, almost two of them last week at the end of the week. And now this morning it was down to like the freezing point. Although today's getting better. It's going to be about 65 Fahrenheit today. But it's been temps have been up and down. I feel okay. But I'm going to need a lot of tea here, I think, today and a lot of breaks. But then it'll also help to play that episode because that'll be, you know, commentary and I can talk, you know, occasionally while you guys listen to that episode of the original series. And we're going to talk some about Andor. The first three episodes of season two have dropped. I've watched them. Why haven't you, if you haven't? So if you have, I'll give a warning, but I'm going to talk a little bit about him. Won't be too spoilery, but I do want to talk about that. I've enjoyed so far. I enjoyed season one. Season two is out now or starting. So we'll talk more about that and a whole bunch more here on Treks and Sci-Fi. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast.
Scotty, beat me up.
Fascinating.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
All right, folks, I'm back, and this is Rico again, Treks and Sci-Fi. If you want to support the show, patreon.com/Treks and Sci-Fi. If you want to watch some video stuff that I've done for the show, that's over on Vimeo, vimeo.com/Trekkie. And there's also, I think it's Treks and Sci-Fi YouTube channel or Trek SF. Try either of those. I've used YouTube. I've talked about this a couple times, but YouTube became kind of like, I don't know what's up with their algorithms about restrictions on whether there's clips or music in shows or whatever. You know, there's crazy. It's so inconsistent on YouTube about what gets flagged, what you can't put on there versus what you can't. I mean, I talk to Lynn, I talk to my wife about this all the time in terms of, let's say, rules. I don't like things that are inconsistent. Maybe it's the scientist in me, but if you're going to have a rule, enforce it. And if you're not, you know, if it's just going to be like, you know, oh, this guy literally posted up on YouTube a whole episode of, you know, it just, I don't know, or a whole movie or something. It's just weird. If there's anything that you can say about the internet and some of these things is it's inconsistent, right? So, but yeah, anyway, what's been going on with me? New job still. It's moving along. I've got a kind of a busy week coming up. Somebody's coming into town and we're going to do some meetings with some of the car company places. But I'm enjoying it. It's still new, of course, but I think it's going to go well, and I'm excited still and glad to be there and all that. Still a little weird, of course, when you work at a place a long time and then you go to somewhere new. There's always that, like, you know, oh, I kind of miss my buddies, of course, my friends. And I've I met up with one of them. I had lunch the other day this past week with somebody, so that was kind of nice. And, you know, we just talked about other stuff, you know. I kind of moved on to a competitor company, but there's, you know, it's not like we're sharing, you know, what we're each company's working on or any of that kind of stuff. So if anyone listening who knows me, like, you know, in real life, don't worry about that stuff. All right. Yeah, what's been going on? What I've been watching, almost done with Wheel of Time. I've got one episode of that left. I think I watched tonight. And I got to watch the latest Doctor Who. I don't really like it being on. I think it releases on Saturdays. Saturdays for me are movie night. I usually watch a movie, make some popcorn. So I typically have been watching the new Doctor Who's on Sunday night. So I'll probably watch the newest one to, you know, I've liked the first couple of episodes they did. I thought the first one was kind of, it was okay. You know, they've both been, to me, they've both been just sort of okay so far. I guess I kind of liked, I think I liked the last one, the second episode with where they went back into the, I think it was in the 50s and they were at this movie theater, that one. You guys will know what I'm talking about if you've seen it. I like that one. It was kind of cool idea. I enjoyed that. This new one, the newest one, the preview at least, makes it look, this one looks a lot more serious. And I like this doctor. I think he's good. And the new companion, I'm kind of really liking her quite a bit, actually. She's spunky, and I kind of like that. And, you know, I don't know, there's something about her that I'm really enjoying. So, but yeah, Doctor Who. So Wheel of Time, I'm watching Black Mirror. I've watched a couple more episodes of that, from the latest season, the first two. The first one's really, of this new season, is really a rough, that's a rough one to watch, especially towards the end of it. They're all kind of like that. This is kind of a dark show. And the second one, I thought it's dark, but it's not as dark as it has been. And I really like sort of the concept of that one, which you don't learn until maybe the last 5 or 10 minutes of the show, kind of what's going on. But I like the second one quite a bit. And then I've already jumped ahead and watched the Callister sequel, which I may have talked about on my last podcast or some point, but because I really wanted to see that one, and I like that a lot. I like the first Callister episode from back in season 4. I didn't realize it had been that long since that had come out. But yeah, so Black Mirror has been good. I started to watch, I think when I went on the airplane trip, I think I need to take a pause. I'll get a drink. I'll be right back. All right, sorry about that. Still working my way through Spider-Man, that latest animated series on Disney Plus. I really like it. I've said before, you guys should watch that. I know it looks a little different animation style, but it's very good. I really like they've taken the Spider-Man, you know, Spider-Man's been around a very long time. A lot of the comic characters that people know these days for movies even, or if you're a comic reader like me, you've got to kind of constantly sort of reinvent them slightly. That's just a given. And this, I feel like it kind of freshened things up in a way. They've, you know, and I know this is it's a hot button thing of, hey, you know, Harry Osborn does not the way he's supposed to look, or you know, Norman Osborn doesn't look like that, you know, or whatever, you know, just it's they've taken basically the essence of Spider-Man. This is when he's in high school, so it's a very young starting out Spider-Man. But yeah, it's really good. I really like it a lot, it's probably it's not super violent. Like, I don't know, you know, as I always say, if you've got kids and you want to know if you can watch, you know, if it's something age appropriate for them, check it out yourself. Watch an episode when they're in bed or something, and then you decide. Don't trust what I say. Don't trust what, you know, anyone on the internet says, or a rating they give it. You decide ahead of time. I mean, I think definitely, I think even grade school, upper grade school, I don't think really young is probably the best for them at all. But I think it's not that. I mean, think about it this way. There's no more violence probably, well, maybe just a tad more in this than there was in the 60s, the original Spider-Man animated show. Yeah, because there's a little gang stuff going on and things like that. But actually, the stuff with Spider-Man is probably safer than the stuff that goes on with the gang. There's a little bit of gang things going on with one of Peter's friends. So anyway, but it's a great show. Really, really good. Let's go back to Wheel of Time for a minute. So I got one more episode. I think I've pretty much enjoyed. I think I've enjoyed season three. The show is just so not like the books. I mean, it is making me want to go back and read the books again, or not. I don't think I would start at the beginning. Maybe I'd start where I left off. It's just a fantasy series is almost the way I'm looking at it. I've already seen a little bit of a rumor of some kind of big stuff happening in this, which I got to mention something else in a second. Happening in the last episode of Wheel of Time, but I am enjoying it, and it's super nice looking show, nice as in gorgeous, show to watch the visuals and things. So let's talk a little bit about The Last of Us. A spoiler warning here. I won't give it away completely, but I really loved The Last of Us season one. I didn't know if I was going to be up for another zombie, end of the world kind of show like The Walking Dead. The Last of Us, of course, is based on a video game. I think there's been a couple of them. I think I haven't played them. I'm still playing World of Warcraft and EverQuest. There's this new thing called EverQuest: The Hero's Journey. Have I mentioned that? It's a free-to-play version of EverQuest. Just search EverQuest: The Hero's Journey, and I'm loving it because you can play like a triple class. And you advance much quicker, which EverQuest was always a killer for that. So I've been messing around with that a little bit too. But I'm not the biggest gamer by any means. So I love season one. And the reason I loved it was a Joel Ellie show, and they had each other's backs, and Joel, basically she became his adopted daughter, right? And then, this season starts, season two, and we've jumped ahead in time. I think a year it's supposed to have been, something like that, I thought. And it starts out the first episode, and again, spoiler warning, Joel and Ellie are not, like, talking. Like, they're at odds with each other. And we don't know what happened, right? They just jumped to this point. And they're staying in this new little town that has been that's formed out, and I think they're in Colorado. Kind of up in the mountains, and they've got a community, they've got, a whole big place set up, and they're living, pretty well. Like they've really established themselves, and there's a group of people, and they're all kind of getting along pretty well as best you can. But then I had sort of heard about this, but I didn't hear the details. But then in episode two, a huge thing happens at the end of the episode, and honestly, I'm done with the show. I just can't do it with what they did, and I can't deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. I'm hearing that they're going to go back and do some flashbacks and kind of fill in that time gap with they jumped, which I just feel like that's a cheat. I don't like shows that do that. I don't even like an individual episode. Everyone's seen those TV episodes where, they'll show something dramatic happening and then it'll say 2 days earlier. It's just like, look, I'm watching your show or I'm watching your movie or whatever. I'm going to watch. You don't need to play that game for me. I just feel it's a cheat, and I feel it's very cheap. It's very cheesy. Cheesy probably isn't the best word to use, but it's a gimmick. And The Last of Us just did that. I don't think the game worked like that. Everyone keeps saying, oh, they're just doing it like the game. The games are pretty linear, I think. I think most video games are pretty linear. They don't jump around in time typically. So I'm pretty sure that the game did not, oh, look at this big thing that's going to happen. And now let's go back in the game and tell you how we got to this point. So if this had happened more linearly, you know what I mean? If it had happened more in time order, maybe I could have dealt with it a little bit better, but boom, now this happens. The whole show kind of blows up in your face, and maybe you guys can infer what I'm talking about. But it was only a week ago this episode was, so I don't want to say too much. But yeah, I put up some posts on the forum on our, not forum, that was the old days, on the Facebook group. And I commented on some other groups, and everyone's like, oh, you know, it's just like the game. They're doing the game. And I'm like, look, I get that. But this is a television show. This isn't the game. And I watch TV shows primarily for the characters and the stories that they go through. If I don't like the characters or if something happens to some of the characters that I don't agree with or don't, I'm going to be done, you know, with it. That's, you know, it was a little my trouble with Star Trek Discovery. Burnham was okay to me, but they never spent enough time with the other characters, really, in my opinion. Some of them they did a little bit with, but I like an ensemble. You know, I love the old shows. Like, here's a good example. Here's a good comparison. Like Hill Street Blues back in the 80s. I love that show. St. Elsewhere, those shows. You know, if you're going to have a big cast, let's use all the characters. And if you're going to have a small cast, you need to keep that small cast, you know. And then, you know, other people will say things like, and again, you guys can guess what I'm probably talking about, but said, well, you know, you make these characters like nothing really bad. They can't change. They can't, nothing can bad can happen to them. I'm like, well, maybe, but you got to kind of get there to that point. Plus, you know, season one was, for one, it was a while ago, 2 years now, maybe, or something. It was mostly focused on the two main characters. And when you blow that up, people probably know enough about The Walking Dead, but, and this was years ago, so I feel like I can talk about it, although it turned out to be kind of a non-thing, but I gave up on The Walking Dead about probably 3-4 seasons before the show ended. So I stuck with it for quite a long time. But it just became repetitive, and they did kill characters off. And then when I might have stuck with it another some many episodes or maybe a whole other season when the character of Rick, who is basically the main character, when it looked like that he had died or he just was gone, which it turned out to be, he came back later. I never watched any of that stuff. But, again, I think that there was enough time that it happened. But The Walking Dead, it was just so darn repetitive. Oh, look, there's another group of people out to kill us. Again, we don't need to worry about the zombies. It's always other people. And The Last of Us is kind of like that, too. They're not really zombies, whatever they are, whatever they call them. I know there's a name. I can kind of see it in my head. But they're these like half vegetable, half, you know, human, whatever they turn into. They don't need to worry about those. I mean, they do need to worry about them. There's a big battle that happens in the second episode too. That's pretty spectacular, honestly. And they do have to worry about them, but generally the baddest things they have to worry about are other people. And I just got all kinds of troubles with what happened in the second episode. Not to mention this is always hard to say with these kinds of shows, and I'm honing in on when I want to take a pause here and get going on the animated Albatross episode, but I can buy zombies. I can buy these weird plant evil things that are trying to kill you and all that almost, but I have a hard time believing that someone could track someone down when the world is more or less ended, when they're just nowhere near the area anymore. Like, oh, we found someone, we talked to them and we knew who they were and where they went. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. the country, the world is huge, and it's like people talk about space shows and all these battles that happen. You know, one thing about space is it's huge. So one of the things that's always funny about sci-fi space shows is just go somewhere else, just go around them. Like, you know, it's, I, you know, wars and things on, boy, I'm really bouncing around. Wars and things and stuff on planets, I can kind of, on Earth, I can kind of understand. We have a lot of people in limited space and so forth. But what was I getting back to on The Last of Us? It's like, no, I'm sorry. You wouldn't really be able to find someone as easily. And it's really sort of like convoluted the way it all happens in this second episode of The Last of Us. I mean, if you like, I'll end on this with this show, and I'll maybe talk about one or two other things real quick, and then we'll get into the Trek episode. If you're enjoying it, if this is cool, I mean, I could see people who really love the game, since it seems to be very focused on matching what was done in the game. Hey, good for you. Although it's brutal. Like it's, I also said this in some of my posts. It's just not to me entertaining to watch at this stage. I like good winning over evil. You know, I like, I, you know, things can happen to people. I'm not immune to bad things kind of, but you got to kind of get there and you got to kind of earn it, like a noble sacrifice almost. You know, like even though they brought him back, Spock, you know, I'm going to use Star Trek II Wrath of Khan. I mean, we had known Spock for years, and for him to go out the way he did, you know, honestly, I would say that, I mean, while I love the original characters and the, you know, I thought that was very clever and good the way they brought him back, I would have been okay, actually, with Spock being gone after Star Trek II. You know, everyone knows this story probably that Leonard Nimoy was like, he was kind of wanted to move on a bit. But then I think he realized later, he said like, oh, maybe I don't really want to. And then they gave him the directing thing for Star Trek III and all that happened. But I could have lived with that because, again, enough time had gone by, enough movies and episodes, and it had been earned. But now these gut punch kind of things that happen in movies and TV, I just like here's a spoiler from Avengers Endgame. If you haven't seen that, you know, we're talking 6 years ago now, 5-6 years before, was it 2019, right? So, you know, Tony Stark sacrifices himself at the end, basically, to stop Thanos. Yeah, spoiler. But that, after all the movies and everything he had gone through and with the Avengers and everything, that was earned. And it was, again, a noble sacrifice. It didn't happen in the first Avengers movie or something like that, you know. And now, of course, he's coming back as Dr. Doom, but it's an alternate reality or dimension or whatever, multiverse thing. Obviously. So that's okay. I don't, you know, it's an interesting way of doing it. We'll see what they do with the movie. And they've got a massive cast announced. So, but yeah, all right. I hope I probably went on about too much, but it really bugged me. And honestly, this thing that happened in the second episode of Last of Us from season two, there was probably another few minutes after what happened. And I was just going to almost just not even watch that the last few minutes. It was so, ugh. I'm still finishing up Silo season two. I like that show. I think this season I've enjoyed it more than maybe even season one. Some of the stuff seems a little drawn out. Oh my gosh, have we even talked about Andor? Oh man, I got really going on Last of Us. All right, let's talk about Andor. First three episodes, I won't really spoil it. I was a pretty big fan of the first season. Everyone's always like, oh, Andor is the greatest thing ever. I had my reservations a bit about it. It's the adult Star Wars. It's like, I like the kids Star Wars. I like the original trilogy. I like that stuff. Action adventure. This is cool. I enjoy it. I'm not one of those fans that's going to be, you know, whatever, you know, I like it more than The Acolyte, but that's, you know, whatever. But it's pretty grim. And also, I was just talking to some of my friends on our little chat thing that we do, Chris and Joe and Angela, that I find it kind of weirdly paced. Like, they're releasing this these 12 episodes and 3-episode sets. And there's some stuff in these first 3 episodes. I'm kind of like, do we really need to spend time dealing with some of these things? Like, I was joking. I want to see some of the actual rebellion being formed, pulling people together, pulling X-Wings, go to the used X-Wing market, and starting to assemble, because this is going to lead us right up into the beginning of Rogue One, right? And essentially, they need to get the rebellion formed. And there's the behind-the-scenes stuff about them trying to finance things and who can they trust and who can't they trust. There's this stuff in the first couple of episodes where Cassian runs into this little band of, I guess they're rebels, on this planet, and these rebels can't even get along amongst themselves or something. I was telling Chris, I was like saying, it's a good thing that Luke Skywalker comes along and Han Solo and Princess Leia. Well, Princess is already sort of involved, we know. But with Han and Chewie and Luke and Obi-Wan, it's a good thing they came along, because this rebellion looks pretty crappy right now and pretty outmatched. And just like, you guys got to get your bleep together. So anyway, but it's still fun. I like watching it. And I just wish they didn't do 3 episodes each week on Tuesday and release them on Eastern time at 9 p.m. Like, I only watched one on Tuesday, and then that got me to like 10 p.m. And I'm like, that's past my bedtime, folks. So I watched the next two the next day. And I don't know, maybe when the last 3 episodes show up, I'll sit down and watch them all that night. But I wish there was more like 2 episodes each week. That I might do. But, it's just too late. What else was I going to say about that? Oh, I think the other thing about the 3-episode release thing for 4 weeks, I think each 3-episode set is sort of telling a little arc of a story. So far, I think I've read that, and I think that, well, that fits with the first 3 episodes we saw so far. But I'm glad Andor's back. I can't wait for Strange New World season 3, finally. We're getting a little bit more of a hints of that. There's this talk in June, I think it is. Oh, I forget where it's at. They're gonna have some kind of premiere at some film TV event thing, I think I read early June. So I'm gonna expect that it's gonna be on Paramount Plus starting sometime in June, I think is what's gonna happen. I think it'll be around the time of that happening, maybe within a few days of it or something. Because it's really a kick in the face to people who are paying for Paramount Plus, like me, and others, of course, that we don't get to see stuff, when you're having this big film event thing and others can see it and talk about it or whatever. I don't like that. Sorry. No, I'm okay with it having some kind of premiere. Like Thunderbolts is coming out this week, right? And they've had, of course, movie premieres and things, maybe a week or so before it shows up on in theaters, but not like a whole long time between those two things. So I remember when 2 Comic Cons ago, like not last summer's, but the one before that, right? I think it was, yeah. I was able to see that episode of Those Old Scientists, if that's what it's called, right? At San Diego Comic Con, Dylan and I were in the Hall H and got to see that. And then later, I think that same day, Paramount Plus, released that episode. So we only saw it like 2 or 3 hours or something before it showed up online. So that kind of thing, that's fine. So, all right, I am going to take a break, get some tea, and then we're going to segue right into the animated episode called Albatross. We'll do that here in a minute. All right, here we go with Albatross from the animated series 2nd season.
Space, the final frontier. are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Listen to that groovy intro music. So here we go, Albatross, written by Dario Finelli, directed by Bill Reed. Actually, this is 1974, technically.
Captain's log, stardate 5275.6. Preparing to beam aboard the Enterprise following the successful completion of delivery of medical supplies to the planet Dramia in the remote Draymond star system.
We of Dramia wish to thank you and the others of your Federation.
These are some weird-looking aliens, too, I'll tell you that.
Captain Kirk.
We hope through our medical assistance programs to develop and strengthen relations with star systems such as yours, Supreme Prefect. Well, shall we?
This is another one where they never do their homework before they come to a planet.
If you would be so kind, Captain.
Relay that, Mr. Scott. Yes, sir.
Commander Deimos?
I have here a warrant for the arrest and trial of one of your party, Captain.
Warrant? Who?
Read it, Captain.
You are hereby directed to surrender for trial by the people of Dramia, Dr. Leonard McCoy, Medical Officer, USS Enterprise. This is some kind of joke?
The wanton slaughter of hundreds of people is not a joke, Captain.
Slaughter? Hundreds of people?
According to this, Dr. McCoy was responsible for a plague which ravaged the planet Dramia 2 some 19 years ago, Captain.
Let me see that.
As you will note, Captain, the warrant is perfectly in order, approved by your own Federation.
Uh-oh.
Dr. McCoy arrested? For murder, Captain? Sir, if you want me and some of the men to beam down, just in case.
No, Mr. Scott. The warrant's legal. Mr. Spock and I are at the Hall of Justice. We'll keep you informed.
Yeah, of course, we could just leave.
Headed a mass inoculation program on Dramia 2 19 years ago. When his force left, a massive plague struck the planet, killing most of its people.
That doesn't mean he was responsible for it.
His trial will tell, Captain.
Trial? You mean kangaroo court? I've heard about Draymond Justice.
Captain, you're becoming emotional.
Of course I am. Bones harming other beings. You know better, Spock. I know better, not bones.
Exactly.
I wish I could be as sure, Jim. I just don't know. Is it possible that I really did?
Nonsense.
The termination of your inoculation program and the subsequent outbreak of plague could have been coincidence, Doctor.
Or a tragic mistake on my part.
I don't buy that, Bones.
Hey,
what now?
This is a vaccination thing, folks.
Trial investigation, Mr. Spock, on Dramia 2.
One of the things about this is McCoy was always listed as joining Starfleet a much later in his life than the others. So they changed it a little bit for this episode, you know, that he was 20 years ago, you know, that he did this. Which means he would have been a pretty high-level medical officer even at that time.
The historical records of this solar system are spotty at best, going back 19 years. Mostly they're technical data, meteor showers, auroras, radiation reports.
Well, look at those. They might mean something.
There it is.
Plague. Dramia 2. Of unknown origin, characterized by pigmentation changes in skin of victim, debilitation, death. Certain species known to have natural immunity, notably Vulcan. Interesting.
Go on, Mr. Spock.
You are sure?
Yes, Commander. The Earth Captain is planning to visit Dramia 2 to investigate the case.
Ready a patrol ship.
Hey, you better let us do our thing here, folks. We're the Enterprise. You don't mess with us.
for investigation of McCoy case. We are beyond subspace communications with Starfleet.
Of course you are.
And proceeding under my own authority.
Of course you are.
Estimated time of arrival.
I mean, it's Kirk and the Enterprise.
What is Captain? Increase to warp 6, Mr. Scott. We may be racing against time
if I know Draymond Justice methods.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Why in the world?
Ship in pursuit, Captain. Origin?
I say Dramia, sir. It appears to be a one-man craft.
Shall I make contact?
Why would they
sir?
Need to go to warp
yes.
6? Isn't it? Isn't it?
You're planning something, Captain?
You know, a
unless
nearby
my guess, that's
planet or star?
Demons.
What if he attacks, sir?
Why should
even
he?
A star,
we
they'd get there quicker.
We haven't contacted him, so we must not have detected him. He'd have to explain an attack. Besides, he'll probably prefer to sneak aboard, seeing that we carelessly left the hangar doors open.
But the hangar doors aren't open, Captain.
Really?
Ah, yes. Take care of that oversight, will you, Mr. Sulu?
I like that there's a button on the bridge to open the hangar deck. Hey, let's just slip in here. They left the doors open. You aliens are not super smart. I do like the ship design here for their ship. It's a little different looking. Plus, you don't see that thing happen very often either. You know, where these aliens, they're super tall. Hello!
Oh, no, Demos. You're hardly in a position to take on an entire crew.
And you are not in authority to conduct an investigation in our star system.
You will remind me to
report. Oh, so it is in their star system. Why would you need to go to warp 6?
You know. I demand that you report to the Federation.
That's
now.
A little mistake there.
I would, but unfortunately, we're out of communications range.
Then I will proceed to your starbase and report your act.
Oh, go
Sorry,
ahead.
Commander, your ship is impounded.
You are a stowaway, Commander.
Yeah.
I have been tricked.
Well, yeah, but you did it yourself, so. It's funny that that guy, the big, sorry, that got really loud. The big cheese guy was the actual one that, you know, went to, you know, try to stop them or do something.
Captain's log, stardate 5275.9.
But as a kid watching new Star Trek, you know, this was amazing to me, so.
Guilt or innocence.
With reruns of the original series and this, I was kind of in heaven. Oh, now they're seeing the Aurora thing, which is going to be important.
Level,
intense, Captain.
Decidedly non-lethal, however.
Good. Then it's safe for us to beam down to Dramia 2. Shall we, gentlemen?
Yeah, so Dramia 2, you know,
You're
just
sure
another
safe,
planet.
Captain?
Absolutely.
Decidedly. There's a difference, Captain.
Now, Mr. Spock, you're not trying to scare our Dramian friend, are you? Of course, you can back out if you'd like, Commander.
I go.
You heard the man, Mr. Scott. Not the most enchanting place I've ever been to.
Plagues seldom leave behind fields of flowers, Captain.
Whoa! Burn. Oh, there is a shadow of a guy.
I do not like outsiders.
Surely you're not an outsider, Commander. You are Dramian.
The distinction here is between the world of the living and the world of the walking dead.
Ooh, the walking dead. Is that where they got their name?
Inhospitable or not, he mustn't get away. Wait!
I always loved the music from the animated series, too. Good stuff. Gets a little too reused, unfortunately. But
it's almost as if he dematerialized.
Not likely, Captain.
Ah, a cave of some kind.
I would advise against that, Captain.
I'm sure you won't mind if I ignore your advice.
Caution would seem to be advisable, Captain.
Bones' life is on the line, Mr. Spock.
Forget caution. It's Bones, man. Now
cave dwellers? in the midst of your civilization?
A result of your Dr. McCoy and his inhumane methods.
You say it, Deimos, but that doesn't...
Oh! So this weird alien jumps on Kirk.
He attacked you because you are an Earthling, Captain, even as was McCoy.
But how did he survive the plague?
He, like the others who remain here, was away at the time. They returned to their planet to find that their families had succumbed to the plague. He and a few others, senseless in their grief, chose to live here in desolation. You see, Captain, there were no actual survivors.
You are wrong. There was a survivor. I, Koltai, survived. By what miracle, I do not know.
Then you can tell us. Do you remember?
I remember people all about me becoming blue in color, then green, and finally red.
The pigmentation changes associated with the disease in our computer records, Captain.
Koltai. Dr. McCoy, do you remember him?
The Earth Doctor. He saved my life. He treated me for Saurian virus. A man who saves does not also kill, Commander.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Beam us aboard, Mr. Scott. Quickly.
Aye, aye, sir.
Let's get underway for Dremia.
Sir?
Who is that?
Meet Koltai, Mr. Scott, a friend of Dr. McCoy's.
Oh, and then Scotty smiles at him. He kind of overreacts. It's like, well, we're bringing up an alien. Like, that never happens, right? When? Wow, what's that, Captain? It's an alien, Mr. Scott. We do it every day.
Warp 6, Scotty.
I'll pour on the coal, Captain.
Pour on the coal, Captain.
Yes, Captain.
How's our number one passenger doing?
Clean, fed, in good health, and resting.
Good. We want him to be a sterling witness.
So they're going through this little, Aurora again as the ship's traveling from Dremia 1 to Dremia 2, or back to Dremia 1, I guess, right? So there's this weird aurora effect that's happening outside
the
ship.
Dremia, Captain.
Let's hope the trial hasn't started.
Captain.
Yes, Mr. Spock, what is it?
The trial may be academic.
Academic?
Yes, Captain. Koltai is turning blue.
The plague!
Set up an immediate quarantine, Lieutenant.
He is hardly fit to testify at the trial, Captain.
We've got to save him.
For McCoy's sake.
Yes, for McCoy's sake, and for Koltai's sake, too. You see, Commander, we do place a value on life, all life. Does that shock you, Commander?
It is not that. It is...
Captain, you're blue.
Captain, why are you blue now? And so is Uhura. And McCoy... Or sorry, not McCoy. Scotty. Everyone is, except for Spock, of course.
Mr. Spock. Take command.
Of course, the good old Vulcans. You know, whoops, sorry. Drop the audio there for a second. So it's pretty obvious that going through this aurora is the thing, is not what McCoy inoculated and caused this. It's
like... We are in orbit around the planet Dremia under the conditions of general quarantine. As commanding officer, I have ordered the activation of General Order 6. General Order 6 has been activated?
Yes, sir. If everyone on board has perished at the end of 24 hours... The ship will self-destruct.
Well, not me. I'm still okay, Spock says. you know.
Other beings from the disease on board.
Good. Report to sick bay, Mr. Sulu.
But, sir, who will monitor?
I assure you, I am capable, Mr. Sulu.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Spock.
So Kirk comes up to the Captain, bridge, but of course he's pretty sick.
We have to get McCoy. Must find an antidote.
Oh, now Uhura passes out.
This is the Enterprise. I must speak with the Supreme Prefect.
Why do you speak and not your captain?
The captain and all of the crew members are incapacitated. The plague is aboard the Enterprise.
Deimos?
The same. You must release Dr. McCoy temporarily. He is needed to find an antidote.
No.
We have a witness in McCoy's behalf. You must trust me.
Let the witness speak.
Impossible. He, too, is stricken.
Deimos cannot speak. The witness cannot speak. Yet you wish us to release the prisoner, McCoy. Your treachery is transparent, Vulcan.
Got to get McCoy.
If you'll permit me, Captain, I might be able to get McCoy.
Spock, you're sure?
I can't infect the planet, Captain. And I can get McCoy.
Yeah, I'll go get him. They're gonna stop Spock. Come on. It's jailbreak time. A little nerve pinch to the guard.
Spock.
Bang.
What in the world?
Later, Doctor.
Spock, have you and Jim gone out of your minds? Why, this is a jailbreak.
Doctor, just come with me, please.
No, Spock. It's illegal. That's what it is. Besides, I must stand trial. I have to find out.
Doctor, you will stand trial. You will find out. After you found an antidote for the plague which is about to kill everyone aboard the Enterprise.
Plague? Why didn't you tell me?
You wouldn't give me a chance. You realize, Doctor, if you go and fail to find an antidote, you too will die.
I'm a doctor, Spock. A doctor. Get us beamed aboard.
Beam us aboard, Captain.
I guess Captain woke up enough to be able to work the transporter. I was kind of wondering about that for a second.
Jim! Anything, Spock?
Negative, Doctor. The file on all known diseases doesn't recognize these symptoms of pigmentation changes.
Blast it, Spock! Work harder! They're in the terminal stage!
Come on, guys. Aurora, come on.
My readings keep shifting. Must be the activity of that blasted Aurora.
Bones.
The Aurora. That's
it. Aurora. Changing.
Yeah, it reminds me of
Aurora. What?
Our ship when we did our little episodes audio, the USS Aurora.
Spock, feed in the data without mentioning the color change symptoms.
That's it, Doctor. The color change symptoms were misleading the computer.
Because they were caused by the Aurora. Spock, there was an Aurora 19 years ago, I remember.
Which brought on the particular plague, just as this Aurora has brought it on.
I didn't do it. Spock, the disease, what is it? What's the antidote?
That's a problem, Doctor. There is no known antidote.
Oh, boy.
However, Doctor, do you remember a certain Cole Tie, a man you treated for Saurian virus?
Yes, I think I do. But what has that got to do with anything?
Possibly nothing. However, Cole Tie did survive the first plague.
Spock, I see what you mean. Saurian virus antibodies in his blood. That's what made him immune.
I presume, Doctor, that you have a supply of live Saurian virus antibodies in your laboratory.
Of course I do. It's right here. Except, why didn't that protect this guy the second, Cole Tie, the second time? That, I don't know, did it wear out after 20 years? I guess he could, maybe that's what it is. Yeah, and everyone's color is coming back normal.
bones. You did it.
Again.
Thank you, Doctor.
So I guess you're off the hook, Doctor. Sorry about that.
Captain's log, star date 5276.8. Preparing to beam aboard the Enterprise following the Dramian ceremonies honoring Dr. Leonard McCoy for his significant achievements in the field of interstellar medicine.
We of Dramia wish to thank you, Doctor, for your discovery of the antidote which frees us from future attacks of the auroral plague.
Thank Mr. Spock, too, and Captain Kirk.
Yeah, we kind of helped.
We'll even forget about the...
And don't forget about Coal Tai.
...unorthodox manner of your release, Doctor.
And we'll forget about a certain stowaway.
We must apologize.
I think it's time we got aboard ship, isn't it, Jim?
Beam us aboard, Mr. Scott.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get back to Starbase.
Yes, sir.
And I'm ready to get back to some of that monotonous old routine sickbay work.
Including, I would hope, some of that monotonous old dispensing of the regular vitamin rations to the crew.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you have been derelict in your duties of late, Doctor.
Spock, you know as well as I do what we've all just been through.
Hippocrates would not have approved of lame excuses, Doctor.
Why, that... Jim, if I'm ever in jail again, don't send that Vulcan to release me. Just let me rot.
Just let me rot. You green-blooded Vulcan, just let me rot. Yep, there we go. Albatross, animated series. All right. Little credits, I think. Little credits, yeah. So what'd you guys think? Uh-oh, gotta get rid of the... It's gonna click to the next episode right away. Play a little of the music here. Yeah, I like that episode. I mean, it's not the greatest of the animated episodes. There were definitely hit or misses in this, in the short number of episodes that they did. What was it, like 24 total, something like that? A weird thing, because season one had a lot more episodes than season two. But I still like these. They remind me of those days a bit, and it's just, it's always fun to sort of go back and look at these again. I still wish we would get, you know, they ended Lower Decks. I just feel like with all the technology that we have these days, I would love them to do another animated series of some kind. I think they could do, while Lower Decks was great and being sort of both, I think Lower Decks, you know, being humorous and also serious too, you know, they didn't scrimp on the stories. They still had interesting stories. And, of course, we had Prodigy. I do hope they would announce another animated series. They could do a lot of things. I mean, everyone wants... I keep still seeing posts about everybody wanting a legacy Star Trek series. And while I think it would be fantastic and great to have a live-action legacy series, you know, post-Picard Season 3, in that just, you know... post, you know, TNG, post DS9, post Voyager era, and bring occasionally some of those actors into the show, but maybe do an animated series in that time frame. I think that would be great. I would love to see that. But anyway, we'll see what happens. I mean, we're down to basically for Star Trek, right? We have Strange New Worlds coming. They're still filming season four. Season three will probably be starting sometime early summer. Season three. So we're going to get four, and I'm probably going to guess we're going to probably get a fifth season of Strange New Worlds, and that'll probably end that series. And then Starfleet Academy, which I don't know if during San Diego Comic-Con, which I will be at this summer, I don't know if we'll get any hints or teasers or anything. I don't think... Probably that's going to show up in 2026, next year sometime, the first season. I know it's filmed, And they did already officially announce a second season of that. But that's it. Just, and I know, you know, we didn't have Star Trek for a long time, so that's two series. But let's do another animated series. And they're supposedly, with Tawny Newsome and another guy, they're supposedly we're going to do this Star Trek comedy show. But I've heard different things lately about that might be not happening. I don't know. I'm going to kind of like, I know a lot of people are groaning out there about like, ooh, a Star Trek comedy. I don't know. But I'm willing to give anything a try, as I always like to say. So who knows? Maybe that would work. Crazier things have happened, right, folks? All right, that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I always enjoy recording them for you. It was a lot of fun. And I'll be back in a couple of weeks with a new episode of Treks and Sci-Fi. Until then, take care of yourselves. Stay well. And hopefully the weather, if you're in the northern hemisphere at least, which I think most people listening are, you know, there's a lot more there's a lot more land mass in the northern hemisphere than in the southern hemisphere. But if you're somebody in the southern hemisphere, I know some people in Australia in that area, your weather's going to start changing. Although you guys don't get winter like we do, unless you're living in like Antarctica. So take care of yourselves. Talk to you again soon. Bye.
This has been a Rico Dosti podcast production.